Blog Talk Radio.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down. There's a calling on my line. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, 'cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? I ask you, will anybody tell you something different? You know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only his grace. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, 'cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, 'cause they're always on time.
Wonderful, wonderful day. So before we get started, let's go over our house rules. This is an open floor. We respect each other's opinion. This is a safe place for everybody to communicate. We don't get political. We are here to encourage, inspire, and empower so you can live your best life. How about that? So if you want to call in and be a part of this conversation, and we do welcome your calls because we think your voice is necessary, because your truth is just as important as anybody else's, please dial the number 516-595-8287. Again, that call-in number is 516-595-8287. Now, let's do a recap of last week's show, because last week's show was explosive. We had, I mean, the phone lines were just going crazy. We had about 13, 14 callers, and, you know, we had an interesting topic. We talked about the truth, the delights, the misconception, and fears about dating and marriage. And boy, did we have some stuff come up. We talked to people from ages 25 to 35. We talked to people from ages 35 to 65. And I tell you, when it comes to dating and marriage, some of the stuff that they were dropping some serious nuggets. We just asked some basic questions last week, like, why are there why are there so many single people out there, and what's the misconceptions, and what has been lost, basically, and what needs to return? And these are some of the empowerment nuggets that I was able to jot down because they were going so fast, but I try to take my notes like everybody else. And the main thing people were talking about was, you know, working on yourself before you try to get into a relationship with anyone else, because you kind of take baggage wherever you go. So sometimes people enter into relationships and they already have baggage, and the other person has baggage, and you've got a baggage full of relationships. So basically, work on self before you can expect anybody to be anything for you. You have to be it for yourself. And they talked about there being no more role models out there. What does dating really look like today? And, you know, it's different than it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. Those numbers sound so strange today. But there are no role models in dating. And some people said what worked yesterday does not work today. So the things that we did yesterday to date or to get married does not work today. People are not too interested, the people that I talk to anyway, or not too interested in marriage. That's not something that's coming up now. One of the guys said, and I love it because we had men and women on the line, and he said, man attracts who he is, not what he does. And I thought all of that was very powerful. And then somebody else said, we need real conversations about this topic, because this topic, everything is wide open, but this topic seems to be a little taboo when it comes to the generation 25 to 35, and sometimes taboo with the generation 35 and over. One of the gentlemen also said that we need more fathers. Back in the day, and not too many years ago, the daughter would bring her boyfriend home to meet her dad, and the dad would kind of play, you know, the go-between to fill out if this guy was cool, or, you know, he was good enough to, you know, date the daughter. But then one of the young ladies said, you know, when I was dating, I wouldn't dare bring, you know, my boyfriend home to meet my family because my family was a mess. So it's kind of twofold there. And then we talked about the key is just to get out there and date. Somebody said the key is to just get out there and date. You never know, like, basically, until you try it. Don't knock it until you try it, you know. And then one of the young ladies said that the roles are just confused. We got a mix up in the roles that we are to play. One of the young men said it's a new world. You can't mix an old value system into what's going on now. So basically, you can't take what we did 20 years ago and bring it into now because it's a new time. Another one of the nuggets was there is a change in the generations. This is a totally new generation out here, and the old generation has passed, and we need to get up with the times. And one of the ladies said dating is surface. It's not relationship anymore. And one of the things that I heard also was they model the old ways in the South as far as dating. And I think somebody brought up courting and how courting is lost. They don't even court anymore. And and courting was something where, you know, you picked her up, y'all had some conversation, you got to know her, maybe you went out to dinner and things like that, and then it was engagement, and then it was, you know, married, and then, you know, they knew each other or they slept together. And then I think the young lady talked about how it's flipped around now. Instead of courting, now it's let me get to know you, then we get married, and then we learn to have some conversation. So they said it's kind of backwards. So before we go on to today's topic, I want to see if Tiffany has anything to respond on any of last week's show and some of the things that I just went over, some of the nuggets that were so powerful. Tiffany?
Yeah, last week's show was off the chain. It was amazing just hearing from people of all ages and what it was like in the new dating world that is going on. You definitely touched on all of the nuggets. I think one of the other nuggets, too, that had went forward was just people also just having an expectation on dating and what it looks like for them while they're dating, and what part of dating stage they are in and how that looks to them, you know. And so, but you touched on everything. It was really, you know, really amazing, just everyone that came forward, the men, the women, people that were in, you know, long relationships. You know, I think one person said 16 years and, you know, still hadn't got married, but still with the person and have an 8-year-old and, you know. So it was some really, really interesting conversation that went on. So I'm excited for today and what's to come and, you know, just keep at it.
Yeah, it was absolutely explosive. We have a caller in the queue, but I want to talk about today's topic, and then I will open up the phone lines. So when talking about dating in part two, and we hit a lot of stuff last week, wanted to really, really chew on and find out just, you know, just where people are, because like I said, marriage is not something that people are even talking about or considering now. You know, a lot of people shy away from even dating. I think one of the young men was talking about how he had just given up on dating because what he has seen out there with the young ladies and how they will just do anything for some liquor or for whatever, and it's just a turn off to him. And he knows from that's his personal experience, and, you know, he just wants to give his heart to somebody, but he's not going to give it and be crushed. And then it was another young lady that I think talked about, you know, when it comes to dating, that's all that men want is, you know, to get you in the bed and, you know, and she, you know, so we talked about those things. But as I was looking at some statistics years ago, it used to be 10 to 1. It used to be 10 women to every man back in the day. And I pulled up some statistics that gives like a worldview. And it says there is 101.78 males per every 100 females in the world. But the majority, there's still more women than there is men. And I said that to say back in the day when it was 10 to 1, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it seemed like it was a shortage of men. So dating was weird because you had more men than you had women, and then you had, you know, sometimes women fighting over men and sharing and all this kind of stuff. So now statistics are saying that it's almost the same amount of women as it is the amount of men. And I wanted to talk about why we feel such a disconnect when it comes to dating. I went to a bridal shower not too long ago and went to a wedding, been to a few weddings, and I noticed that people don't dance with each other anymore. And I'm even talking about before COVID, before there was the 6 feet. They didn't know how to be social with each other. I even went, took a trip to Jamaica and was on a ship, you know, on a cruise line, took a cruise and went to one of the nightclubs, you know, just to to get some interaction, some social interaction, me and a friend. And I was looking around, and the young people were just standing there. I mean, they were huddled in their own little groups, but they were just standing there. When back in the day, if you went out to a nightclub, you know, the guy would come over and ask the girl to dance, and they would dance, or people were dancing or coupled up, and you saw none of this, you know. And now you still see none of that. And my question is, you know, what's missing with the social piece when it comes to interaction and dating, and why is it still so taboo, but yet we have all these online dating sites, and I'm going to get into that next. But I'm going to open up the mic to caller 801. Did you have a question or a comment? 513-801, did you have a question or a comment? Your mic's open.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to make a comment a little bit later. I want to continue to listen right now.
Okay. Well, I will come back to you. I will come back to you. So, yes, I'm going to go ahead and leave your mic open so you can mute yourself at will, caller. But, yeah, I want to hear about, you know, the online dating sites. So I looked up some online dating sites, and Tiffany, you can help me out, because things were different when I was dating. I have been married to my husband for almost 20 years. So it was a little different for me. When it came to dating, it was the men approached me. It wasn't the women approaching the men. It was they either took you out to dinner, they took you to the show, you had some conversation, you got to know the person, and then you decided if you gelled, you know, if you had chemistry, if the relationship would continue on, or if you were just going to be friends, you know. And then as the years go past, I guess it turns to friends with benefits. I'm not sure. So, and then now today, I guess you just, I don't even know if people date. Maybe they just get out there. I'm not sure. So I want you guys to call in and help me out with this. And the phone number is 516-595-8287. So now we have all these dating sites, but yet, and forgive me, because now things are more virtual now and it's less contact, so it's going to get even more worse, you know, when it comes to the being social. But now we have these online dating sites that people are clicking in and going into, and so you all tell me about that. So caller 999, did you have a comment or a question?
I had a comment. For me, it's just like the websites made it more easy to access people, where back in the day, you had to actually get to know the person. So for me, I think that it's hard dating on the internet, because you really never know who that person is attached to. And then as far as, like you said, at the wedding that you were at, you didn't see anyone dancing with anyone. To me, it's like almost like you kind of afraid about who, to me, in my opinion, like who is that person attached to, like who knows that person. So for me, it's trying to respect boundaries for me. That's why online I try to keep myself closed off, unless like I tried dating online, but it just doesn't work out, because you never really know who the person is. So for me, I'm just trying to stay close all the way off from everybody.
I got the hiccups.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you said you're just trying to stay close off from everybody. So there's some fears there, and then you said boundaries. Because with the online dating sites, and I'm not knocking any of them because I don't know, so you know, so the names that I call out, I'm not bashing anybody's dating site. We're just giving out information here. So you said it's more access, but yet it's kind of crossing boundaries, because you really don't know kind of what you're getting when you get them. And some of them, seem to be pretty secure, I guess, because they ask a lot of personal questions. I even remember one dating site. I never used it, but I think they link you up with the right person, if I'm not mistaken. You just don't go in there and pick people yourself. I think the dating site links you up with the person that they think that you are compatible with. So we got another caller, and I'm going to open up their mic. Caller 513-628, did you have a question or a comment?
Yes, I have a comment. I agree with what the caller said. It's like with the dating sites, like you can like kind of toggle with, okay, which person match your needs, because it's like now today generations have changed, social media has grown. And listening to our music today, it talks about just getting money over men or just getting money over women. And then when you know someone today, you have to move with caution, because now when you say dating, everybody done dated that person. So it's like when you go on these dating sites, it's like, okay, I want to talk to somebody that's not in the city or somebody that's not from here, because everybody talks to that person. Does that make sense?
Yes, absolutely. Tiffany, did you want to respond to any of that before I go on?
I think all of what was said is so good, and it's so funny that we talk about the caller just mentioned even with the music, because you know what? A lot of what's been going on is the mindset that people are starting to carry from looking at people that they look at as their role models. And just like she said with the music, it's interesting how but you know, that's why certain things that go in your ear gates can just have so much power or effect on you, because with, you know, like what she said, the music talks about getting money and you know, not really carrying out a relationship. But what people aren't really taking into thought is those same people that make those songs are people that be married or in relationships, most of them. It's just like, for instance, we'll just use Beyonce Single Ladies as an example, and everybody walk around, if you like to put a ring on it, or I'm a single ladies, but they look at that as a form of, you know, being cold and single. But I'm like, you know, that same person that made that song is in a whole relationship. So that was interesting of her saying how the music plays a role in some of the people's lives. It has an effect on them and how they will go out into the world. And I was just listening to all of it, and a lot of people these days really mess the game up for other people. And what I mean by that is because you have people that just, they make it so easy for other people, so that when you get somebody that's making you work hard to date them or do something like that, then a male or a guy, it's not even just a male that's disrespectful anymore, because females these days think, well, if a guy can do it, why can't I? So can I. So, you know, whether it's male or female, if it's someone that comes alone that's making it so easy for them and they don't have to work hard to date them, to be with them, to have a conversation with them or anything like that, then they're going to move on to the next person. So, you know, all of this has just been good, but I just wanted to add that because it really is somebody, you know, like the lady said before on the last call, the gender roles has changed and the game is just messed up.
So before we go on, caller, your mic, 801, your mic is still open. Did you have any comments or questions about what's going on so far before I go forward? Just want to make sure.
Well, I do want to kind of echo what the previous caller said, how gender roles have changed. And I think that it's been in a subtle way throughout the many years, and we don't understand fully how that the influence of like social media and other things in the world, how they're changing the mindset and how it's caused men and women to evolve into something different. I mean, I see it. And you know, some of us were in marriages and relationships for many years, and then maybe the marriage didn't work out, but after many years, we're back on the market again trying to date. And it's like totally different. We're like totally lost because the value systems are so different. You have, and I don't think we should if I don't want to sound like it's putting man against woman, because you know I still believe that we can exist together and be happy in a healthy relationship. But now so many statistics show, and I was just reading a statistic. It said, and I'm talking about the gender roles have changed in the influence that are on young males that weren't on them earlier. It says one of the statistics was talking about 43% of boys are raised by single mothers, and 78% of our teachers are female. So that means that close to 50% of boys have 100% feminine influence at school, and 80% feminine influence. And it basically, we always talk about the father not being in the home, and how that's screwing the male, how it's messing the male up to have toxic masculinity. But we don't really look at it closer and talk about it's not the toxic masculinity, it's the lack of masculinity, because it's all feminine influence, if that makes sense what I'm saying. And then we can do the same thing with the female. You know, the female's stuck at home because there's no man in the home. So they're taking over this masculine head of household role, and it is changing who they are. And I'm telling you, women have, and men, they've evolved into something different than what they used to be. I'm going to listen, and I'll talk again later.
Okay. Caller, I'm going to go ahead and keep your mic open, and you mute yourself at will. Caller 709, your mic is open. Caller said a whole lot of things, and before you get started, he said, you know, it comes to a point where you could be married and then, having kids, and then, whatever happens with the marriage, and now you're back on the market, and now things are totally different. He talked about the value system, things have changed, and the gender roles changed, or their influence, where we know there are more women statistics in the workforce in certain areas than it is in men, and we have more female influences when it comes to raising, the boys in different areas. And I understand what he's talking about, because at some point men need men. Men need men to instill certain things. Fathers, men need to be fathered. Boys need to be fathered. And, being in a situation where I had, did a lot of work within the prison system, most of our men are incarcerated, which causes another problem. And you say, because the question comes up, where's the lack of men? Where are the men at? Most of our men are incarcerated. So that leaves the mother to play both roles in the household. And this is not everybody's story, but some people, the parents are incarcerated, which takes the parents out of the home, and now the child is left to the woman raising the child or the man raising the child, so they don't get both. So come on, caller 709, the conversation is getting heated up here.
All right, now, enjoyed the show, and I especially agree with everything that has been said, but as moving forward, people need to learn the behavior. People need to have tips on how or what to look for in a particular, if you've been approached online by someone. For instance, if somebody, and I'm talking about from a female perspective, if somebody comes online to you and says, oh, hey, beautiful, hey, honey, you're so looking good, girl, be careful, because that hey, beautiful, that's a red flag, okay? So what I'm saying is people really need to learn behavior. How should a man approach a woman? Because there's so many women out there looking for men, but the deal is you shouldn't be looking. You should be preparing. Prepare for your new home. Prepare for your new man. But do not be looking. Let the man approach you. And then you should have on what if that man, you know, spending time, meaning go out, that man should be taking you to dinner. That man should be taking you to a coffee or something. And you don't have to, he doesn't have to pick you up. You can meet in a social place, have a drink of coffee or cocoa, or Kool-Aid, whatever. But know in your mind what you're going to do to eliminate, because you don't want to spend time with somebody that's not for you. And as women, you know, there are a million men out here, but guess what? There's only one for you. So if you're out looking and you're wondering why you done been on all these dates, that's because that you got to sit back and chill for a minute. And as you talked about last week, I think you talked about getting yourselves together and pulling things together that way. So, you know, let me know if I'm not right. But a few tips that I say is, can you laugh together? Women, don't invest too soon. Learn about their values early on. The question about what do you plan to do in the next 5 years, find that out. That should be your first question, one of your first five questions when you meet up. You know, don't do everything over the phone. Sometimes people are gullible and vulnerable on the phone, and they're willing to give away all kind of information, and then by then they already decided what they're going to do with you by the time they meet you. So I'm just saying, learn the behavior and get you some tips on how to be approachable, as well as what happens when you do meet up with that male.
Okay. All right now. Come on, Tiffany. She said a mouthful. She said learn the behavior.
It was, yeah, I do like that learn the behavior. I love the don't invest too soon as well. What I want to discuss, or, you know, okay, let me see. Responding to the let a man approach you, because we do, it's like we're raised on, or some of us have been raised on always, you know, waiting on a man to approach you and things of that nature. You know, but you got some, I guess for me, I'm just looking at things and in a way, because I don't necessarily think it matters if a woman approaches a male or if a male approaches a woman, because you have men that have been hurt. You have men that are afraid to open up and go speak to a woman, maybe because they've been always rejected. I mean, you know, men go through the same thing that women go through. So, you know, I kind of look at that approach differently, but I still think on either end, whether male or female, they should both learn the behaviors, because times has changed and not what they used to be, and both learn, you know, the respect of each other, and how they should be approached. I don't think it should just be geared towards, because women come raw at men these days. They come straight for, I know what I want from you. And that's just it, you know, just the same way. It's like I said, it's changed so much. And women these days, they're like, if men can do it, I can do it too. Why should it be a problem or look at me different? So, you know, but I just feel like, you know, men has also, you know, been beat down or gone through hurt. A lot of women, like the guy said, you know, most guys grew up with that lack of masculinity and not having a male figure, but that also too gets men in trouble sometimes, because then women are looking at that like, oh, he's too feminine. And he can be all men, but because, you know, he does things differently, because he approaches the woman with respect, because kind of like what the gentleman last week was saying, is just how, you know, how he's just, you know, disgusted to approach someone, a woman, because how they are or what he has to offer is just not enough for them. So, you know, I'm just kind of, you know, my approach to that is different. It's just like, you know, I think men need to know that too. And, you know, neither male or female should invest too much of themselves too soon. But, you know, like she said, converse and really talk about, you know, what are y'all goals? What does it look like 3 months down the line for you? You know, what are you looking to marry? Are you looking to have children, or is that not what we want? Because if you know on that first time that you speak that y'all don't even have the interest to go. It's a point. There's no point in moving forward in a relationship if you're dating. I think today what people need to discuss right off the bat is, you know, what are we dating for? Because if I'm dating somebody, I'm dating to hopefully get married and build a relationship, you know. And some people don't have those same dating goals. So that goes back to what Akala had said last week with, you know, what is the intent for dating? What are our expectations in dating? What do we want out of dating? And what are we calling, you know, this? What are we calling us? Are we just talking? Are we friends? Are we just having sexual relations? Or are we, you know, looking to walk down the aisle with each other?
Right, right. And to me, you know, coming from a person that's been married, you know, it, you know, God forbid I have to get back out there, you know, and get on the market. And to have those type of conversations while you date somebody seems so intense to me. Like, what are your goals for the next 5 years? You know, what are you going to do with your life? You know, it's like, to me, dating should be fun, but that's my view from times past, 10, 15 years ago. Now dating seems so serious. And like you said, you got to learn a person's behaviors. And I think you and the caller were talking about don't invest too soon. And I also heard that dating nowadays, you have to have a certain mindset when you're dating. Like you can't be blind to what's going on. I think one of the young ladies said, you know, there's more access to people, but now you have to have your boundaries in place before you move forward. You have to really, really walk carefully these days, especially when it comes to online, and that's the world that we're going into now, where we have less contact, you know, with people, that things are happening online, things are happening, you know, over the phone, things are happening with Facebook. People are having relationships through text messages. I know people that have hooked up, through text messages, and people that have broke up through a text message, and, you know, different things. So I'm going to open up the phone line. Caller 706, did you have a comment or a question?
I do. I have several, so I'm just going to put them all together. To kind of touch base on a few topics that kind of made me feel like I should call in, because I did have some. Completely understand the plight of being an African American, and that so many of our men are incarcerated. When you talked about statistics and there being 100 to 1, and years ago there were actually 7 women per 1 man. So many of the women had the mindset that I had to share my man with somebody else because there's 7 of us out here and only 1 of him, and prayerfully I'll be the one that he chooses. So even with those statistics of 100 to 1, 100 to 101, how many of those 100 men are incarcerated? That's why so many of the women have relationships with a man that is incarcerated, because there's a hope and the expectancy that someday he's going to get out and he's going to come home to me, and I'm the one that he will choose, and I'm the one that he will actually be with. So often we say that young men need a father figure, a father in their lives, but so many fathers are beating and abusing the mothers, and that's the lesson that the sons are learning. So when they go out and they go to date and they go to hook up with a woman, they think the way their father did it was the right way, when in fact it is the wrong way. So many men learn how to treat women by spending time around women. So it's not always a bad thing that when he goes to school, when he's at home, when he's in the community, he's in church, he sees, you know, interaction with all these, you know, women. Sometimes we can teach them how to treat them. How to treat them, meaning the young women that will come into their lives and be a part of their lives. They can't always get that from a father who doesn't know how to treat them, because, again, many things that we experience in African-American community are generational, going back to the days of slavery, not to the days of Africa, when we did know how to treat things better and people better. As mm-hmm. far as the dating sites, they can be very dangerous. I know a young lady that met a gentleman on Plenty of Fish. They went out on a date, you know, had a great time. First date, he took her home to meet his family, his people, his mom, his cousins, his brothers, you know, family reunion, the whole 9. She had too much to drink. he took her back to his place, and she got sexually assaulted. And she was, you know, powerless because she had had too much to drink, and she's thinking this was a great guy and he might be the one. So there are boundaries. There are things that you have to know that you are, you know, looking for and expecting, and know that you're not going to see everything you need to see and know about somebody in a short period of time. That's why, you know, there comes a time I'm big on, you know, courting and dating and then engagement and then the marriage. And if things aren't right up until the time you say I do, then, you know, call it off. People will show you what you need to know about them, but you need to pay attention to what they're showing you. They're not lying to you when they show you who they are. And the time comes also where you have to stop falling in love with somebody's potential. Stop falling in love with somebody's potential. Know who they are. Believe them when they tell you who they are, and that's what you're going to get.
That's all I have. That you said a mouthful. Stop falling in love with somebody's or someone's potential. Wow. And you also talked about, you know, the dating sites and how dangerous they can be, and boundaries, and people will show you who they are. But this is the world that we are living in now, where, you know, now 6 feet apart is still a part of our lives, and social distancing is a part of our lives, and the internet is a part of our lives. And I'm just going to name a few of the dating sites that I even looked up. And it was, like you said, Plenty of Fish and eHarmony and Match.com, BlackPeopleMeet.com, Our Time, ChristianMeet.com. So you have, and those, that's just like five or six that I pulled up online, but there are tons of dating sites out there. And I guess the common denominator here is you have to be very, very careful. And I heard a young lady say, know the behaviors, but also do your research if that's the way you choose to go, because it can be very dangerous. Just like you have predators out there in the world, you have online predators that specifically master, you know, luring women or luring men, that, you know, some people can come off too vulnerable or given too much information. And I think it was the caller that talked about looking for tips, you know, and the mindset of the person. So really doing some investigating, I guess, for those that are single and want to go that route. But for those that don't go that route, it seems really scarce, like the gentleman on the line 801 was talking about, when it's, you know, the value system has changed. And I think the caller just talked about, and Tiffany talked about, you know, when you get to know somebody, and now the conversation, you know, dating back in the day was supposed to be fun. Just because we dated doesn't mean that we have to hook up and get married. We're just going out. We're just kicking it. We go get something to eat. We have some fun conversation. You take me home. Bam, that was it. We just, you know, we just went out on a date. Nowadays, you go out on a date, you got to know, you know, they asking for your social, they asking for your credit report, they asking, you know, did you get your, you know, COVID test done? Did you get your AIDS test done? You want to have kids? Do you want to get married one day? And those are some heavy conversations just for the second and third date to me, where it can really, I guess, be a turnoff. Like, this is not even what I want. You have some people just want to date for fun, and you have some people that are looking for lifelong relationships. And I think the communication, I think there's a gap in the communication when it comes to the people dating and the expectations and everything that's going on. So I'm going to open up the mics again. Caller 801, did you have a comment?
I've been hearing some real good stuff, but I just want to say that, you know, and I'm an older gentleman, so I have the benefit of dating decades ago versus trying to date now. So, you know, I'm able to see things from both perspectives. But a real good suggestion I heard someone make is, don't invest too soon. Because what I find is, especially with the dating sites or social media, everyone's sending their representative. You're not getting the real person totally. They're sending their representative, and if you get to the point where you get to start seeing some other things, you know, you'll find that that person is not who they really suggest they are on social media. And that's one of the things I do. When I meet someone, one of the first things I do is I try to look them up, get some background information. And I do this on purpose, and I don't apologize for it. So, yeah, dating through, you know, the social media and dating site, it is risky. But I'm telling you, it's just so difficult now, especially when you've been off the market for many years and then now you're back on the market. It's a real tough thing to do, and it's almost impossible for somebody to, you know, ball everything up in an exact science and you follow A, B, C, D, and you'll be perfect. You'll draw the right person towards you. You know, it's almost impossible to do that. And I mentioned this before. My mentality hasn't changed from many years ago. Back years ago, the only purpose for dating was to find someone to spend the rest of your life with. That's what they say. We've learned that dating leads to marriage. That's totally only business today. That doesn't exist anymore. That there's so many other things you have to get to before, you know, people even start considering marriage. So totally different world we're living in. And I said it last week, you know, we're living, you know, that old world no longer exists anymore. You have a lot of influences, and I don't want to go into a different talk show, but
you're fine.
When Obama, when the same-sex marriages were approved and implemented, they had to go change all the legal paperwork in the court system, in the child support system. This is a different world now, because no longer can we look at it as marriage, that institution for man and woman. You don't think that has an influence over how men and women see each other? It definitely does. Definitely does. So I'm going to be quiet now and listen some more.
That's good. Caller 706, you had a comment?
I do. Just to piggyback off of what the last caller said, you know, now that it is more prevalent and it's okay and it's out in the open for men to date men and women to date women, now a lot of times you get into a relationship with someone and you don't know if they're actually interested in the same sex and that they're just using you as a smokescreen to be out in public with, to be seen with, so they can keep the other, you know, lifestyle on the down low. So everyone doesn't know what they, you know, really are into and what they really and truly desire. Also, I just wanted to speak also about waiting to let the man make the first move. Unfortunately, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. But what typically happens is if you wait for the man to make the first move as a woman, there are 10 other women that are okay with making the first move. So therefore, you know, you're now having to wait your turn, so to speak, as he, you know, weeds through these 10 and prayerfully one of them doesn't snatch him up before he finds out that the women and the woman that makes the first move doesn't satisfy, but I want the one that I can step to and that she can receive me. Men don't like to step to women as in days of old because the rejection now in the way that women reject them is so much harder in the way they check them. They almost tear them down instead of just simply saying they're not interested. They sometimes, you know, shred them and then send them on their way. And now what good are they to any other woman because they no longer have the confidence they once had? It was nothing back in the day for a man to step to a pretty woman who may he felt had been out of his class, but at least he knew she wasn't going to shred him as a man and emasculate him as a man. She was just simply going to let him know she wasn't interested, and that was okay. But he had a story to tell his friends. now you step to the wrong woman. She rips you, shreds you, tears you apart, takes your head off, and you've got nothing to share with your friends because you feel like, man, I'm not sure if I'm a man anymore the way she just told me no. That's all I got.
All right. Wow. Caller is 709. Did you have a comment? 513-709. Did you have a comment?
Oh, thank you. Awesome. I agree with 706. I was just putting out there some of the things that people need to think about. But another thing that I thought about, too, is know your own moods when you're being approached or when you are approaching. Because sometimes people are going through something and they approach somebody and it goes bad because they didn't catch that they were going through. They knew they were going through, but then when they did that approach, it came out the wrong way. That's all I had to say. I enjoyed the show. Thank y'all so much.
Oh, wow. Good. And then caller 628, 513-628. I think you made the comment previously about dating and nowadays, you know, your date, you know, when you try to date somebody, somebody else has had them. And, you know, did you have any comments about what has been said? Because we talked about the online dating and, you know, the young man talked about online dating and how sometimes when he's, you know, trying to date, he researches people, you know, and I think that's some good, that's good advice because I think you really should do your investigating first before you just jump out there. But what the part I really liked was that, you know, people send their representative to meet you before you actually get to meet the person. And I think that sometimes we need to understand that. I think it was the caller that said, quit falling in love with people's potential. We tend to want to fix people and fall in love with their potential, but there's a person behind that persona. And so you really, you know, to really get to know the person. And like he said, years ago when you dated with the end result of being marriage. And now marriage is not so much as on the table talked about anymore. That people shy away from getting married. So caller 628, did you have any comment before I open up somebody else's mic?
I do. I think everything that everyone says were great points. Like, I found a lot, too, that people feel like their standards are too high. Like, a lot of people are looking too deeply for that Mr. or Mrs. Right because now they're, like the other caller said, people are forgetting to have fun. They're forgetting to laugh. So it's like they're being taught not to settle for less and to go higher. So a lot of people or men don't think that they fit the needs of some of the women. And also some people are confused because back then parents were married. Today no one is married and marriage is not lasting anymore because people are still figuring out who they are, who they want, and what they want. And once they get into talking to someone and when stuff gets deep, then it takes for that deepness or whatever, you know, they're getting into for someone to acknowledge that if that's what they want or not. So now y'all deep in love and now it's clicking to someone that it's like, okay, this is not what I want. It takes for something to get deep for them to be like, okay, this ain't what I want or this is what I want. So in my opinion, it's like you get led on first now before an actual decision is made. And I feel a lot of people grew up in broken homes, so they weren't taught to date. They weren't taught to connect with the right person. And when people date, since they don't know what or who to look for, people are keeping people that's only supposed to be there for a season and keeping them for a lifetime and vice versa. They dropping people for a lifetime for only a season.
Wow. Y'all talking some good stuff. The phone lines are lighten up today. Caller 601, area code 601, did you have a comment or a question?
Yes, I just want to say I thank you for introducing this show at this time right now. You know, just listening, I think that for me, I have to be careful of not allowing the culture or the trends to dictate my behavior. I say that because I'm a recently divorced man, 54 years old, with two small children, And as I have tried to, allow myself to get back into the dating scene, I found that the trend is women are looking for a sugar daddy or something like that. And as someone said earlier, they'll approach you and tell you exactly what they want, whether they want just a relation with sex or if they want money. And for me, you know, I'm calling myself healing, and I don't want to bleed on someone else. So I'm not ready to move into something like that. I just want something more like on the friendship level. And it seems as though culture is dictating that, you know, we expedite everything. You know, it's like almost like tomorrow's not promised. And you know, I have values, and I think I'm going to be a dinosaur and just be one of those individuals that stay back from that trend and just, like someone said earlier, you know, allow someone to come into my life. And that's all I got right now.
Okay, that's some good stuff. So you're saying it's cultural and the trend out there, you know, in today's world is quick, fast, and in a hurry. You know, we live in a generation that is a microwave culture now, where everything is quick and fast. They're making the phones fast. They're making the cars to go faster. The internet speed is faster. You click on a TV and things are faster. So now I'm hearing that even in relationships, you know, and I think it was the caller before you said that, you know, for some people the standard is too high and people have forgot to just have fun. So come on, Tiffany. Mm-hmm. I know you're still out there. You done heard a lot. So what's going on with Tiffany?
Oh, man, it's I got pages, boy. I'm like, this is some really good stuff. Wow. I'm hearing so much. I want to go back to what one of the callers were saying. I think one of the callers was talking about just with the same sex, and then the other caller came on and was, you know, added on top of that. And what I heard that's going on is people don't know themselves. People do not truly know themselves. And I think on the last call, someone was talking about getting to know yourself, you know, learn who you are and what you want. And that's what I'm hearing. She was talking about how people, one caller talked about how the people would date, you know, just to be undercover because they don't want to show the world who they really are, things like that. And so it's like, you know, what's going on in all of this and people dating is people not really knowing who they are or what they want. And then he just said it too, that the culture and trends are dictating people's thoughts and minds and what they should be doing and how things should look. And nobody is taking that time like they used to. Just like you said, everything is, you know, fast, it's microwavable, and it's just like, that to me just sounds, you know, like dead on the nose, just targeted, a straight hit target as to what is going on is people not knowing who they are, people not having no idea about who they are, and they are just going with the flow of everything. And it's okay to flow, but there's a correct way to flow with anything that you do. So, you know, all of this is just being just so good. And then when you talk about the married people, unmarried people are afraid of marriage because of the divorce rate. And then you have some divorcees who don't even want to consider being married again. They're going to enjoy, you know, the single life. And you have some who's like, no, I know what I want. This is what I want. It just wasn't, you know, right with the person that it was with. But a lot of unmarried people, they don't look at marriage the same. They don't see marriage the same way as it was when their grandparents was coming up. They look at it as like everybody is getting divorced. And I think what's going on is the divorce rate being high with a lot of these people is because people are excited about the fantasy of marriage, about just being able to wear that dress and have their way for a day versus actually putting in the work to be married and to stay married. And so everything is just twisted up right now, and nobody has a real idea as to what the dating world or what marriage should really look like. It's just everywhere. It's chaotic. It's confusing for a lot of people.
Wow. That's some good stuff. You said people are excited about the fantasy of being married, but don't really know what it's like to be married. Wow. Not really willing to take the time out and what it takes to be married. And it goes back to what I think we said last week about there's no point of reference, there's no model. And I think people need to see a model. And I think one of the gentlemen talked about last week, there is no book on how to date. You just have to get out there and date. But I think there should be, you know, there should be some type of instructions as to the way you should date. Or if you go in an area like the internet dating, it should be some things you should look for, like the young lady, knowing the behaviors, knowing keywords that are turnoff words, knowing, like the young man said, investigating the people that you are talking to if you plan to take it a step further. It should not be you date somebody and on the first date you bring them back to your home. Things like that. Information that I think people need to understand, that you don't put yourself in a dangerous situation that can cause more harm than good trying to date. You should really get to know a person before they even have your address and know where you live at. And, you know, I heard some people were dating and giving out their Social Security number so they could check their credit so you know that they're okay. These are things that we would never do 10, 15 years ago. You don't get that until you get, you know, until you married a person. You don't get my social, you don't get my credit report, you don't get any. That's a conversation you have when you have a husband, not when you have a boyfriend. You know, they want to look at your credit report, or they have keys to your car. Just certain things, certain boundaries you shouldn't cross when you start dating. But like everybody on the call said, some of those things are lost, because now the culture has changed. The trends are different now. And I think the caller talked about, looking at my notes, talked about when the laws changed, it changed the way everybody viewed dating and relationship. So now we don't have those foundational things anymore. Everything is kind of up in the air and moving kind of fast, and people kind of doing their own thing. So, caller 801, did you have another comment?
I just wanted to add a couple of personal experiences that I know about. First of all, there's a ton of people that are heterosexual that have engaged in threesomes, and I know. We might can call it a culture today. You know, women are giving their husbands, their boyfriends, threesomes for their birth. The world that we live in today. So again, I'm going to reiterate what I said. We don't, that world that we used to live in, it no longer exists. You know, I heard a gentleman talk about he won't allow the new culture to influence him, and you know he'll probably be that dinosaur. Well, I think I'm going to be that dinosaur also that holds on to some of those old values. But it's real difficult dragging that old value system over into this new system. So I'm just recognizing that, you know, totally different. And what worked for me decades ago may not work for me right now. That's all I've got.
Because
and
they call it little.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Tiffany.
No, I was just saying, and what he's saying is just so true, because you just have people that just call it live a little. You know, this is the new it. Like, and it's just like I said, if that's not what you are engaging in, if that's not what you are doing, then it's just not, you know, you're not the popular person. You're the lame, and you're not interested. And, well, you know, you don't have anything that I want. So that's why, you know, and I said earlier, I'm like, there are people out here that are literally messing the game up for some good people. You know, people that really, you know, have something to offer and that's valuable and things like that, because there's other people that just makes it so easy for them to just have and get what they want.
That's good. Caller 706, did you want to comment?
Yeah, just real quick, just wanted to add to everything that's being said. It boils down to being true to yourself, you know, deciding what you will settle for and what just will not work for you. You don't have to lower your standards, and you certainly don't need to set your standards high because everybody's telling you that that person over there is not good enough for you or they're not on your level. That's a personal choice for you to make, not for your friends, your girls, your homies who think they have your best interests at heart to tell you, because oftentimes you end up missing out on what would be a phenomenal relationship. If I would have listened to people, my last relationship at my marriage, I would have never entered into it if I would have allowed people to talk me out of it. And it was by far in my lifetime the best relationship I ever had. So I'm glad I don't listen to people who try to talk me out of things. And I know they have my best interest at heart, but I had to know what I was, what I desired, what did work for me. And when, as you said, when we got to that point where we were engaged and getting ready to get married, I told him, look, I need Social Security numbers because I need to do background checks. I need to make certain that I'm not getting committed to something, because when you say I do, it is a commitment to a relationship that you're not willing to, you know, back out of, because then you find out things later. And he had no qualms, you know, giving me everything I asked for. And then I called his ex-wife. That was the only woman in his life I needed to have some conversation with, because I needed to find out some things to make certain that what I felt was too good to be true, because this man was too good to be true, he actually was who he was. And she had some wonderful things to say about him, and she said it just wasn't meant to last between him and I. That's all I needed to hear. Mm-hmm. I was all in.
Well, that's awesome, you know, and I like what you said, that it boils down to being true to yourself. But I also like what the caller said, you know, the old value system, trying to put the old value system into this new value system sounds like it can be very, very difficult, especially, like he said, when you see people that are, you know, heterosexuals and having threesomes and giving your husband this for their birthday, and you're like, whoa, wait a minute, that goes against your value system. This is what I'm up against. But like you said, it boils down to, you know, being true to yourself, because I think it is people, there are people out there that are looking for that relationship, that meaningful relationship. And it sounds like it's going to take work and it's going to take time. And just because we have a new culture and we have new trends, I believe there is a set of people that still stick to those same values. Yes, it's going to be hard, but I still think it is doable, because somebody has to be the role model. Somebody has to we have to model the behavior. If not, our children's children don't have a chance. You know, for those that know, we need to try to bring it back, whatever that takes. You know, if it's a select few, you know, and as far as the fathers and the mothers, you know, really trying hard to instill those values in our children. So, you know, we've heard a lot of stuff on the line today, so I'm just going to go down the list. 628, did you have another comment?
Bear with me. I'm going to hop around a little bit. I like what the caller said, when people are falling in love with the potential, and they also are falling in love with the looks. Like, you know, they're falling in love with the finances. Like, they're not taking the time to actually get to know the person. They're just falling in love with the face and falling in love with potential and finances. And then on the other note, when the guy said, you know, people are having threesomes, just like Tiffany said, people don't know how to communicate no more. They don't know how to sit down and talk. So now, without them talking, they want to bring somebody else in to spice up the relationship. So now everything is going left. So people don't know how to sit down and communicate. There's no monologue on what to do and how to do it anymore. It's like everything is just going left. And then I like what the other caller said about how she reached out to someone she knew to ask about the person that she was talking to. That's what you have to do now. Like now today, when you're talking to somebody, you literally have to show his or her picture to somebody. Like, okay, do you know her? Do you know him? Like, you know, what is it about him? Like, what do you know about him? Is he this? Is she that? You know? So that's all I have to say.
Caller 709, did you have another comment? Your mic is open. This is some good stuff.
No, thank you.
Okay, caller 706.
Yes, I do have one more quick comment about the threesome and that conversation. That is a conversation that should be had between the two parties before they get married. What kind of things do you like in the bedroom? You know, sexually, what turns you on? What are you into? A no-hold-barred conversation, meaning that it can't be a conversation where I'm telling you what I think you want to hear, but telling you the truth about what works for me and what doesn't. Because if you ask him and, you know, make a checklist. I did these things because I was in a relationship. I was married in a relationship for 18 years. It ended in divorce. Single for 5 years, the next relationship, I didn't want to mess up again. So I asked all the questions that I had in my head to ask. And if your partner gets offended, then you know this isn't the one for me because we should be able to have this conversation. My daddy told me years ago, he said, if you can't talk about sex, then you don't need to be having it. Amen. So saying that, I say this, when I ask him about, you know, threesomes and different things that he likes, and he says no, then this conversation should never come up again in life. You said you didn't like that. So why am I offering you and gifting you a threesome when I know it's not what you like? So it's evident that these are the conversations that have not taken place. And if the husband, you know, circles back around, then, okay, we need to have some conversation because why are you coming to me and saying that you desire this? What is in our relationship, our marriage that is broken that needs to be fixed? And a third person ain't going to fix it. It's going to further complicate the equation. It's just like in school when you do math. You got one number, you got two numbers. Those problems are fairly easy to address and deal with. But when you start to get into, you know, complicated, complex numbers where there's multiple numbers involved, then it gets confusing. That's what that is. It brings confusion into your relationship. Keep it simple.
I like what you said about, you know, the conversations that you have before the wedding and asking all the questions. But, you know, everybody on the line knows that, you know, everybody puts on a face while they're dating. And even though you get to know a person, you never really get to know the depth of the person until you get in a relationship. And then you get into the relationship. And then both parties, you find out, can be broken in some areas. And sometimes things don't come out until you are husband and wife and things that they have dealt with. And I wanted to say on another turn, the caller talked about cultures and trends. Now we live in a society where sex is not taboo, where threesomes are not taboo, where same-sex marriages is not taboo. I mean, you can turn on one of the local channels and it turns into soft porn. You can turn on the soap operas and you look and you have to click it off real fast. And this is the world that we live in where things are more heightened now. And now you have a husband and you have a wife, and this may be what they used to like. And now they see it on TV all the time, and your people want to experiment. So still it goes back to having some conversations because now it's trendy. Things are trendy. People are falling into trends. People are falling into cultures, and marriages are getting destroyed by this, you know, and that's a whole nother, that is a whole nother show, especially when it comes to the marriages. But we haven't even got to that part because now we're still on the dating and what that looks like. You know, what does that piece look like? And the common denominator I hear on this show
is the conversation piece. You have the boundaries. So we have the conversations, we have the boundaries, we have I think the caller said, you know, you have to investigate, and she talked about taking the person's picture and showing people, tell me what you know about this person, have you seen this person, and now we're so skeptical because there's so much going on in the world today that we just cannot jump into the car with somebody like we used to 10, 12 years ago and let them take you out, because you don't know where they're driving you these days. You don't know the person behind the wheel. You don't know his plight. You don't know what he's done. You don't know what he's capable of doing, and vice versa. You don't know what she's done. You don't know what she's capable of doing. So there's this fear now of connecting, and so we go online. And then when you go online, there's still that fear because you don't know what you're getting. So then you're back to the investigating. You're back to doing this. You're back to doing that. And I heard a couple of the men on the line talked about, you know, they're going to be the only ones in the dinosaur age. Like, they're going to keep their value systems to themselves. So what's the common ground here to break some of this up? Is it, do we need a model today? Do we need more conversation about this today? Do we need to bring awareness today? You know what I'm saying? So you all help me. We got another caller really fast. Caller 999, did you have a comment or a question?
Oh, I had a comment. I found, like, in dating, I found myself, like, telling my whole truth up front. And, like, people don't like that. Like, people are afraid of the truth and the things that you've done and the things that you want to express to them. So that also puts, like, a wall up. It makes you want to hold out on telling a person who you are or being honest with the person.
That's good. So you know, you're talking about telling your truth up front, but people are not willing to listen to this. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to listen to it. And then they back away because some people, they just don't want to get that deep. But is it not getting that deep? Or is it something broken in them that they don't want to expose their truth? Because now if I expose my truth, then that makes you vulnerable. And no, I think nobody wants to be vulnerable in 2020 when it comes to dating. Because if I'm vulnerable, I leave myself wide open. And if I leave myself wide open, that means I have to trust you to a certain level. And when you first meet somebody, you know, trust has to be earned. It's not something that people are just giving today, because people are not handling people well today. So, you know, as far as telling your truth up front, you know, that's a value that people used to hold years ago. Well, I'm just going to, you know, tell you my truth and tell you about myself. But everybody's not ready for that. They're just not. People are just not there. Tiffany, did you have anything you want to add?
You said exactly how I would have. That was really good. You know, I just think that, you know, just like you said, some people are just afraid to really face their own things and what they have, and try to just make an excuse for some stuff. So I think, but it shouldn't stop you from, you know, don't let it stop you from continuing to just be yourself and be honest up front with people. Don't give, like we said, don't invest too much or give all, but I think we have to learn how to gauge the people that we really see ourselves with and, you know, wanting the same thing. Because if it's not the person, like I said, if it goes back to not the person that has the same goals and visions that you have for a relationship, then we don't need to be that vulnerable and open with a person.
That's good. Caller 801, did you have a comment?
Well, I think that, and we've talked about it, there's no model. It's just like someone trying to tell me, I'm going to teach you how to be a great parent. It comes with trial and error. And a lot of times we hear theories, and I'm going to go on to say these therapists or textbook theories that, you know, sometimes those theories need to be tested. And then the theories that have been tested, I want to ask, so who were you polling? Because those theories don't necessarily support my reality. You know, if someone starts asking me, and we've all been in interviews at a job, and I've interviewed with many companies, large corporations, and I've gotten a job. But if I had been totally honest up front about certain things, I probably wouldn't have got the job. So, and I heard you mention that some people aren't, you know, ready for that total honesty. So if someone starts asking me a series of questions and I'm uncomfortable, I probably won't give you the total truth. I probably will give you what you want to hear, what I think you want to hear. So I want to, you know, I just want to reiterate what I've been saying all along. You know, there's no exact science that you can put on dating or attracting the perfect person for you. And if someone's waiting for that perfect person, they'll probably be waiting for the rest of their lives. One caller last week talked about how her dating someone and it didn't work out, but how it taught her some things about herself. And that's what dating has done for me. Also, it's taught me some things about myself. It's taught me some things about, you know, what happens to women when they've been in bad relationships or men when they've been in bad relationships. One of the things I learned is often that bad person or toxic person, a part of them stays with that woman after they break up. And then they keep dragging it over. And likewise for the men, part of that woman stays with the man. And then they're just dragging that same old baggage over into new relationships. So, you know, it's just real hard for me to just buy into a bunch of theories about dating, especially, you know, as old as I am in how much I've dated, and I've dated in the old days versus the new days. That's all I've got.
Wonderful. We have a new caller on the line. Caller 499, did you have a question or a comment? 513-499,
did you have a question? Well, I'm just going to listen because I just came in I just tuned in, so I was just listening for a little bit before I responded on the question. What you all was talking about. Thank you, though.
Okay, great. Caller 706, did you have a question or a comment?
I do. I just wanted to add, me personally, I'm the kind of person, I want to know the truth. I always tell my children, tell me the truth. I can handle it. When it comes to meeting someone and dating someone, to address the caller that says she puts everything out there up front, overall, my experience is people do want to know who you are. People do want to know the truth. Sometimes, though, you have to spoon feed it to them. You can't give it to them all at once. What they want to really know is who you are now before you share all of the ugly of who you were, because they're not wanting to date who you were. They want to date who you are now. But if all you're talking about is your past, then they tend to believe I'm going to be dating your past and not who you are now. So present who you are now, show them the person you are now and how you have changed before you share where you came from. Otherwise, it can be a turnoff because then they see it as, this is going to be too much work for me. She still has a lot of baggage. You hear people all the time talking about people's baggage. That is so. People have baggage. But you only know that people have baggage is if they share it with you and they present it. And if you put it out there up front, then they believe that's who you are and that's who I'm going to be connecting with, and I will opt out of connecting at this time.
Wow, this is some stuff. And, you know, there has been a lot of stuff said on this show today, but I know that this is going to help somebody that is, you know, either stuck or in online dating or about to make a mistake or just want to sit back and just get to know themselves. This is a lot of information, but it's some good information from different point of views. So, Tiffany, we have about 5 minutes left. You want to go ahead and give your closing remarks?
So, again, I just appreciate everyone that was on the show and everybody's comments and all the teachings that has gone forth today. Amazing. Love it. I'm all, I'm just soaking everything in. I'm good. This was amazing. Thank you so much for always having me. And like I said, I just appreciate everything that everybody had to say.
Wonderful. I want to thank everybody's honesty because everybody has an opportunity to speak from where they are. So I want to thank everybody's honesty. You know, we try to provide a safe place for everybody to communicate without being judgmental, without criticizing. This is a program, a radio station, a show that builds and encourages, but yet we really like to talk about the real issues that we are dealing with. So we don't do a lot of pluff and fluff. We talk about real issues. So I want to thank everyone that called in and share your truth, because your truth is important. Your voice needs to be heard. People need to hear your voice, because a lot of people don't know how to speak up or not comfortable in speaking up. So your voice is somebody else's voice. So here again, I want to thank everyone today for speaking your truth, for calling in, and your comments, your questions were so on point. Tune in next week. We're going to have another topic on relationships. I think that this is something that we can chew on for a while. So tune in next Saturday at 1:30. This is Stacey Johnson of The Focus Factor. We love you. Stay empowered. Stay encouraged. And keep living your best life. Have a wonderful day. And we will be here same time next week.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down.
know if she's on fire.